Now, Saudi-led warplanes continue to pound Yemeni cities on the second day of their military aggression against the Arab country. Now, in the latest air strikes, the fighter jets bombed a popular market in the northern city of Saada. The attack left at least 15 people dead or injured. The capital, Sana'a, also came under attack overnight, with Saudi-led warplanes hitting military and civilian targets in and around the city. Nearly 40 people have so far been killed and dozens of others injured since the beginning of the invasion of Yemen on Thursday. Houthis television said anti-aircraft guns have shot down a reconnaissance plane west of Sana'a. Meanwhile, the Houthi fighters and their allies have also captured the town of Lodar in southern Abyan province from the Al-Qaeda militants. Let's get an update on the situation there from our correspondent, Yusuf Mowdy, who joins us via Skype from Sana'a. Yusuf, tell us a bit more about what's going on.
Houthi officials, prominent Houthi officials at the Houthis political bureau, they have voiced anger and outrage over Egypt's role in the ongoing air raids. They have voiced that the response is going to be very aggressive, and that they will prove Saudi Arabia is going to suffer the consequences for these air raids, which have killed at least 30 people in 2 days of bombardment. Most of the Yemeni people here in the capital, Sana'a, they have not slept. It's been bombardments throughout the night, sporadic air raids throughout the day, and many people are beginning to evacuate. They fear that this situation is going to escalate there. They fear that there will be perhaps a regional war due to the involvement of so many of the neighboring countries in this aggressive air raids. The Houthi leader is also, as he mentioned yesterday, the Houthi movement and the Yemeni people will never bow down to the demands of the West and to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is calling on the Houthi movement to withdraw its forces from Sana'a, from the military base of Al-Anad, from the southern port city of Taiz and Aden. And this is something which the Houthis have rejected, and they are now undertaking preparations, military preparations, to counter the upcoming air raids. Houthi officials have mentioned that the anti-plane air weapons have actually countered most of the air raids, and that they have been able to get the Saudi-led air raids to withdraw and sort of minimize the air raids which have taken place throughout the past 2 days.
All right, now, Yusuf, also, for those of our viewers who are not aware, we do know that Saudi Arabia is joined in this invasion by at least 10 other countries. 150,000 troops, it is said, will be used in the invasion of Yemen. What does Yemen have to counter that?
The Houthis are actually, they're hoping that these air raids will end and that ground troops will enter Yemen. This is something which will work in favor of the Houthi movement, because this plays into the hand to the side of the war tactics of the Ansar Allah movement, who have experience in on-the-ground combat. However, this is something which is probably going to take place in the southern port city of Aden. However, the Houthis are preparing for this, and this is something which the Houthis feel they have an advantage of. They have, throughout the years, they have developed war experience in the six wars in Saada, and they feel that they will come out with the upper hand if Saudi Arabia and the 10-state coalition decide to deploy ground troops on the ground. If it takes place, and it will most likely be a battle, armed conflict in the southern port city of Aden, and this is why these air raids have also targeted the Houthis, the Ansar Allah movement's key strategic areas in that part of the region. They want to clear them out so that way they will be able to deploy their ground troops in Aden.
All right, Press TV's Yusuf Mowdy, they're reporting from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Yusuf, thanks very much indeed for that update.